In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I think if we went back in time to the time of the fathers, to the early centuries of the church, and told them about how many who claim the name Christian are offended by honor given to the Blessed Virgin Mary, they would be dumbfounded. They just wouldn't be able to understand why the Blessed Virgin Mary is in any case a sign of contradiction. You know, they can understand it if it were Gnostics, because, you know, Gnostics didn't believe that Jesus came in the flesh, so, you know, Jesus didn't really have a mother, according to them. Of course, that's false. Or they, you know, the Arian heretics who believe that Jesus really wasn't God, so, you know, Mary wasn't really the mother of God, or any other number of heresies of people who didn't understand correctly who Jesus is. They'd be able to understand why they would reject the Blessed Virgin, but anyone who claims to be an Orthodox Christian who understands who Jesus is, true God and true man, and understands how we are saved, that we are saved by the sacrifice of Christ, and that God's grace comes to us not just directly. You know, we're walking down the street with God's grace coming, you know, zaps us. But, you know, through the sacraments, it's mediated through physical reality. And oftentimes, God's blessing and His presence is mediated to us through other people. You know, it's quite obvious when we're talking about the sacraments and the clergy. But how many times have you learned about God from another person? Well, guess what? Unless you're a Saint Catherine of Siena who had infused knowledge, you learned about God from another person. God blessed you through the presence of other people a lot of times. And so it is absolutely inconceivable to me why particularly our Protestant friends reject the Blessed Virgin. No, they don't say she was evil or anything, but she's just another Christian. You know, she did her job and then we put her on the shelf. No. And particularly because that's not what sacred scripture has to say about her. What is sacred scripture? The Archangel Gabriel says, "Hail, full of grace." Is anyone else called full of grace? We have the beautiful Magnificat from sacred scripture. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." We know that our Lord received His human nature from the Blessed Virgin. That she is the Ark of the New Covenant. Well, then she gave Jesus His nature and then He was done with her. That's not how God works. God does not use us and throw us away. Because Jesus came as much to save her as any one of us. Did she have to be saved by herself? Of course she did. But in a most remarkable way, so that she could give birth to Him. Well, that doesn't mean she's interceding for us in heaven. You know, we don't need any intercessors. Jesus just does it. Oh, yeah? You ever ask anyone to pray for you? Of course you do. Do you think the people in heaven, the saints, are no longer concerned about us? Does that sound really holy? That they would no longer be concerned with those for whom Jesus died? Their brothers and sisters in Christ? Of course not. The Blessed Virgin was the first one to say yes to Christ. She knew Him better than any one of us here on earth. Now they may bring up the old chestnut of the gospel reading today. Well, who are my mother and my brothers? Well, it wasn't rejecting them. It was just saying you too can have that close personal relationship with me, if you do the will of my Father. And so today we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary with an old story which may be historically true, may not be true. It's from an apocryphal book about how the Blessed Virgin was presented in the temple. It's on this day because this is the day that the Basilica of St. Mary the New was dedicated in Jerusalem. You know, you're talking about something old when a church that was dedicated in the 6th century is called the New. But of course, the Blessed Virgin is special. Of course. course she intercedes for us. And of course we should look to her, as we look to any of the saints, for a model on how to follow Christ. You know, we want to, it's, you know, pretty useless to ask what would Jesus do, because none of us are true God and true man. It is much more useful to say, what would Jesus have me do? And if you want to know what Jesus would have you do, look to the lives of the saints. They've already done it. Why reinvent the wheel? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.